Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, America. Good morning, saints of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we will. Hallelujah. This is the day. This day right here is the day that God has made. And we will. And we are rejoicing. And we're glad in it. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For being our life. The very breath that we breathe. We're talking about the Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Besides him, there is none other. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his faithfulness to us. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for his healing. Almighty God, his protection. Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, for all he is to us, all he has provided for us. Yes, we do. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It is just so good to be able to say hallelujah to the Most High God. We give honor to God today, for he is the very breath that we breathe. He is our Father, our Master, our Lord, our God, and our King. Hallelujah. And we greet you in the name that's above every name, the name of Yeshua. And we call on the name of the God, the only God that we know, the only true and living God. And we come to him in the name. Oh, Lord. That's above everything. We come to him in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. He is so good. He loves us. Yes, he does. And we thank the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he has done and will manifest toward each and every one of us, his children, his people everywhere. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We thank the Lord for everlasting life. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for everlasting life. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord, for he gave his son. He didn't spare his son for us. So we bless, hey God, we bless the Lord this morning. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, amen. Hallelujah. And we're just delighted. We're so delighted that you tuned in this morning. Hallelujah. Or this afternoon. As I often say, some 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, we bless the Lord. Yes, and we thank him that he allowed you to tune in at your appointed time. Hallelujah. Today is Thursday. Yes, already. Already, already. Hallelujah. And those who are preparing for the holidays, I know that you're busy, busy, busy. And I'm even more delighted that you found time to tune in. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. We truly bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we're just delighted that you tuned in. As I said earlier, we're just delighted to have you join us. Hallelujah. God is good. I just love, I know some people say, well, why you got to be? I'm not sophisticated, okay? And since God is my Father, I can say hallelujah. I know who I'm saying hallelujah to. Oh! Hallelujah. I know who I'm saying hallelujah to. I know who I'm lifting my hands to. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And so when I'm saying hallelujah, it's just not a cliche. It's just not some feeble person just pulling a word out of the air. It's just hallelujah. The earth is my Father. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name with me and let us exalt his name together. You're grabbing it. Hallelujah. He's so awesome. He's so mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. He's the very breath that I breathe. He's my healer, my deliverer, in whom I trust. Hallelujah. Now, it just gets some time in my mouth where I can't say anything else. But hallelujah. 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 He tells me he inhabits my praise. Tell me that hallelujah is the highest praise. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord God Almighty with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Oh, you just don't know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just don't know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. For truly you are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. And we are so grateful, Father. Oh, you see and you know. You know there are those around us who hear our words. You know. And you examine our heart if what we're saying is true or not. You know. You know the truth. Hallelujah. And we ask that you find our words to be true. Hallelujah. You know our heart's intent and our heart's desire. You know where we weep. And you know where you have strengthened us. We thank you, Lord, for calling us your child. Thank you, Lord, for making a way, hallelujah, for all mankind to come in to right relationship with you. And I'm glad, Lord, that I can count myself one who have accepted you. And all of us who have accepted you, glorify you, magnify you, and extol you. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our comforter. God, hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to come in the name that's above every name, and that is the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for cleansing, for being with us. Thank you for guiding us, giving us direction. Thank you for being with us at this very moment, filling our mouth with words, words to say. Words that have meaning and substance, that we may be pleasing in your sight, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you for the audience that you have given for this day and for the days and years and time to come, as you see fit. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and having a roof over our heads. But Father, we know that there are some who don't have a roof over their head. Give us the funds, the means, when you open our eyes to let us see. And the wisdom, Lord God, to meet needs, Almighty God, with dignity, Almighty God. Show us the right places where we can direct to, Almighty God. Show us what to do when we become aware of a need and how to do, Almighty God. For if you don't, we'll turn our backs and walk away. Father, don't let us be arrogant and forgive us when we have. Oh, Lord God, let us be truly an instrument for you, tools that you can need to make a difference in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. Give us the wisdom, hallelujah, the funds and the direction, Almighty God. Our desire is to turn no one away. Our desire is to ignore anyone, not to ignore anyone. Show us. Let us not see a hopeless situation and not do anything and assume that we can do nothing about it. Hallelujah. We pray for every individual, Lord, who don't have a place to stay, who have been evicted, who have been cast out by family members, who have been cast out because they're sick, mental or physical. Almighty God, we ask that you touch them. Touch them mightily, Almighty God. Oh, your hand of mercy, go forth, Lord God. And where we can help, let us not think twice about it, because you've given us the wisdom to meet the need. Almighty God, let not our lives be filled with pride, Almighty God, and not able to extend mercy to anyone and to people that are in need, our brothers and our sisters. Let not our prayer be just words. Let us be able to put action, meaningful action, Almighty God, not for glory, but just meeting the need of a fellow human being. Almighty God, thank you, Lord, that they may see your love, feel your love, and your concern, and your care. It's all for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing our homes and the homes of your people everywhere. We thank you for meeting every need. Yes, Lord. We thank you for being a healer and a deliverer. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're directing, instructing, Almighty God, guiding us, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for unplugging our ears. We can hear. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hear, oh God, and not be deceived. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes that we may see. Hallelujah. And not be deceived. Hallelujah. 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 We ask that you remember and touch your and encourage your prophets, your apostles, your evangelists. Oh God, infuse them even the more. Refresh them, Almighty God. Woo! Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, encourage them, Almighty God. Oh, lift them up out the muck and mire. Oh, those are in a state of complacency, Lord God. Oh God, lift them up out of it, Almighty God. Those that feel that all they're doing is giving, 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 and nothing is for them. Almighty God, lift them up, encourage them. Almighty God, songs of Zion. Oh, songs from heaven, a kind word, God, a kind deed, Almighty God, encourage them, empower them even the more. Ooh, glory. Oh, anoint them afresh, Almighty God. Ooh, Lord, heal their bodies, their emotions, Almighty God. Hey, God. Oh, God, in their quiet place, Almighty God, and they're feeling hopelessness. Oh, God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. For you see and you know all things. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Your pastors, your apostles, your preachers, your teachers, your bishops, Almighty God, encourage them, your missionaries. Encourage and empower, Almighty God. Oh, God. How we thank you for doing it. Oh, God, how we praise you for doing it. Oh, God, holy boldness. Oh, your word come alive. Come alive for them, Almighty God. They can walk tall in your word. Your watchman's on the wall, your intercessors, Almighty God. Pray and things happen. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Pray and things happen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray and things happen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Prayer. That's prayer changes things. Thank you for the blood. Oh, glory of Yeshua. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For prayer changes. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Hey, God. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Prayer changes. Prayer changes everything. Thank you, Lord. Keep them safe. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Walk in full authority. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Unity in homes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Treat not neglecting their spouses. Hallelujah. 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 You didn't call us to do that. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The doctors, the nurses, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts. Give them a heart of compassion. Let them not be weary in well-doing. Oh, strengthen them. Give them the strength and the anointing to do the work that's before them. Oh, let their personal opinions or negative attitude not influence their abilities and their performances. Almighty God, touch them. They have, oh, Father, personal issues. They have, some of them are sick, Almighty God. Some of them are so exhausted they can't take another step, Almighty God. Some are so weary of people's hard-heartedness and their selfishness, Almighty God. Please help them, oh, God. Oh, God, their homes and their families. The first responders, Lord, are seeing so much. Oh, God, be a mind regulator, a heart fixer. Please, Lord, hallelujah, take care of them and their families. Keep them safe, Almighty God. Breathe on them, Almighty God. Save those that would be saved. Draw them to you, God. Hallelujah, they make a difference. Hallelujah, the nurses. All those in the medical field, breathe on them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them feel your presence. For you are Hephaestus. You are the great physician. Hallelujah. You are, and your words stand. Almighty God, thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for guarding all of us, the children that are lost, Almighty God. all children on the highways and the byways, those that have been kidnapped, all the kidnapped victims in Haiti. Oh, Lord God, protect them. Change the heart. Almighty God, save them. Almighty God. Woo, glory. Oh, yes, Lord, you know how to do it. We just call it and lay it out before you. Save them all, Almighty God. Save them all. You know the situation. You know why they're doing it. You know everything. We just call it before you. Bring it before you, God, and ask that you help. Help that nation. Oh, let it be a nation unto you, Almighty God. Touch the hearts of the people. You know the extremes of their situations. You know that that is truth and that that is not true. We just put it all in your hands and we ask that you help them. Clear their minds. Hey, God, let them know that you're God and you're a jealous God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But they come to you, those that are lost. Almighty God. Hey, God. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Save God. Oh, God, the earth is yours. Hallelujah. Creation, declare your glory. Hallelujah. Hear God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, to put the forbidden, put it back, God. Let it not roam the earth. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. Mm-hmm. Cover this prayer, Lord God, and this time in the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give strength to the weak. Hallelujah. Encourage. Hallelujah. As only you can. Yes, Lord. Ooh, your joy that passes all understanding. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Father. We glorify you for all that you're doing. Remembering the people in the Midwest who have suffered such devastation. Almighty God, remember those in the West who have suffered so much devastation because of fire. Almighty God. Oh God. Oh God. Look upon those that are denying and convincing people and speaking so loud. Loud that those who know the truth won't declare the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy boldness. We thank you. Your word is true. And it is established, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Nothing can silence your truth. Woo! Woo, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. No compromise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the earth is yours. Hallelujah. And they that dwell therein. Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, comfort the mother and the wife and the daughters and sons. Hallelujah. Who are grieving. Yes, Lord. The children who are grieving. Comfort them as only you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who are having to make tough decision. Cover them, Almighty God. Help, Lord. Help. Help, Lord. Thank you for your help. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering uncles we never knew, aunts. Hallelujah. 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 Remember friends. And we lift up our foes, not for evil, but for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the freedom to forgive. Hallelujah. Thank you for the freedom not to hate. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you for the love. Hallelujah. To let it all go. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing and the newness of life. Ah, glory. Hark the herald angels say, glory be to the newborn King. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for what you've done in our lives and you have done for us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for allowing us to grab hold to your love. Oh, almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the lessons that you taught us. Hallelujah. And the truth you revealed into us. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how you lower blood sugar and blood pressure, how you regulate the blood flow, how you remove clots and all the debris that is plaqued up in our arteries. Thank you for how you allow it to flow. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Going through the heart, leave no restriction, no constrictions, almighty God. Hallelujah. Removing all wasted material that would clog up the arteries, would tend to go through the heart that cause problems in the veins and the brain. Oh, let the blood flow freely, almighty God. Hallelujah. Free flow of blood. Oh, healthy blood. Refreshed and renewed blood. Yes, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refreshed and freed blood. Just flowing through. Hallelujah. New blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse the arteries. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Clear the arteries. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Heal the body, almighty God. Well, we thank you and we praise you in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. God with us. Hallelujah. Woo! Healing virtue flowing through us, almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We trust you enough, almighty God, to trust you for our needs and our care. Sometimes we can trust you for others, and to our amazement, we realize that we don't trust you enough for our concerns. But give us, almighty God, hallelujah, for we trust you for us. Faith enough to believe that you care about us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God, trust you for all of us. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to your name. We trust you for all of us. Thank you for the direction and the plans that you have for all of us, Father, and the manifestation of it. When you open doors, we thank you that we have the integrity. Woo! Glory. Yes, Lord. to walk in and to remain in. Hallelujah. Not to bring shame, not disgrace to the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for your guarding and guiding, supporting and directing us. And we walk in it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the integrity. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Yes, you are. You work miracles in our life every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our God, our help, our shield. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the very breath that we breathe. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're so good to us. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Great art thou. Oh, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your peace you give, your joy. It's all in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Thank you for allowing us to have this time and this conversation with your God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come into your presence. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture. Hallelujah. 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 Well, this is where it turns and this is where we go. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. I'm sorry, the first chapter and the fourth verse. The first chapter and the fourth verse. Hallelujah. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Listen to this. God has no respect to person. Jeremiah was not the only one. Listen to what he says. Our God is not a figment of our imagination. Our God is real. He is real. If we can get it down in our spirit, on our soul, to understand, oh my Lord, our faith would bust the chain. Oh my God. Ooh, it would be like an eagle soaring to the highest depth, to the highest mountain, just soaring up. Oh my God. Ooh. Oh my God. Just soar. Just have the power, that faith powerful. It give us the power to just shoo. Almighty God, woo, glory, as the eagles soar into the heavens, hallelujah, to reach the highest mountain, hallelujah, and scoop down and grab, hallelujah, the ocean, and just grab up its food and soar back without thought. Holy confident in our God. Soar with wings as an eagle. Our faith untouched. Hallelujah by doubt. Hallelujah. And the loud voices of today. We know in whom we believe. We walk with such confidence that it rained louder than any sound on earth. And yet, it is as soft as a cotton ball hitting the floor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So powerful that nothing hinder nor damper it. Glory be to God, our faith and our Father. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. For we know in whose hands we are safely secured. Almighty God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Faith in God. Almighty. So many voices yell so loud, and we shrink and doubt God because the voices are so loud that want to tempt us to doubt our Father. Hallelujah. Yeshua said, my Father and I are one. Whatever he says, that's what I do to have that relationship with God. To have that relationship. And to be able to trust him no matter what, to love him and to honor him that much that we can just soar. Hallelujah. We can just move. Because God said we can. God said it. And you know, when you surround yourself around people who have that kind of faith and not say, oh, why she going through all of that? It must be something she did. God must be punishing him. Oh, they was something crooked about them for going through. What would they have said about the disciples? What they would have said about John the Baptist? What would they have said about so many of the martyrs? Hallelujah, who's just trying to get the truth out. Oh, they talked about him. The voices were loud that were speaking against them. People turned their backs on them, families and friends. Oh, God, our God ain't in that. Because if a God was in that, such and such and such and such. We have, before we open our mouths, we need to really seek God. And if a brother or sister has fallen, we need to pray for them. Not gossip. Pray that they get right on back up. Woo! Demonstrating that God can do that for them. He can do it for you. He can do it for me. And he's willing. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because people like you and people have you up on that pedestal. People put you up, people put you down. People can plot against you, but when we're in God, our faith is in God, our trust, our confidence, which is a process. We do not get it all at one time. It's not attainable instant. And you have forces so often trying to get you where you won't reach that pinnacle point. At paramount. That faith in God. Oh God. He said, don't get weary in well doing. We'll reap if we faint not. Oh my God. Hallelujah. That we trust him. Absolutely. Positively. Trust God. You know, we also often we'll say, oh yeah, I trust God. But you trust your job. You trust your finances. You know, that's what we trust. And we have to make sure. Now, we're grateful that God has provided these needs. But we must never forget. Never forget. It's all about God. And we have to trust God. And the scripture does tell us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. And there are some very flip people who say, well, how long are you supposed to be going through this? God doesn't operate like that. You know, you have to close your ears to these things. Something, I knew they weren't all that. Close your ears, because none cry louder than those who have ridiculed and judged others when it's their turn. Oh, man, they can wear you out. Woo! But you still have to have compassion for them, too. And sometimes you're tempted to say, and what did you say? and what was that you said? And listen, the scripture clearly tells us that God chasten those whom he loves. So now, if you are not being chastened by God, because you can't tell me you're perfect, okay? God is not making adjustments and corrections in your life. You might need to check out some things. And there come a place in your life, look like everything you touch turned to pure gold. Be grateful, but don't stand in judgment of a brother or a sister who never get to that place, because I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Yes, and my definition of prospering and your definition of prospering may not be what God is calling for an individual. So let's be very careful when we're blessed and we can do certain things and others can't, that we begin to question where they are with the Lord. Because we can turn around and look in the mirror and go like, oh my God, quiet as it's kept, I'm failing, or I failed you. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then when you see people being blessed, so don't be envious of them. We've talked about this several times. Don't be envious of them. Even when they get so, they're turning their nose up at you, turning their nose up at where you live. Oh, I just couldn't. And turning their nose up at all your at your one car, and they got all their cars. Turning your nose up at all their jewelry. Turning your nose up at their nose up at your media bank account. Not that they have to know, but they can surmise, you know. Turning their nose, and they don't know that you prayed for them. You ask God to bless them. And then they turn around and you know, turn their nose up and say, look what I got, and you ain't got nothing. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You just go on and say, God bless him. Oh, yes. And you certainly don't want to be that person. That, oh, Lord, no. Because you know where everything comes from. It comes from above. Yes, it comes from above. And we go through different phases in our life. Yeah. And you know, we should be have an attitude of gratitude. God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Ah, so I don't know what tomorrow, but this moment right here, may not have everything I want. Things may not be working like I want. My health may not be good. But it's better than some. And even if it's not, I can open my mouth and say, thank you, Lord. I can see some places in my life, and I say, that ain't good. God is not pleased with that. Mm-mm, I'm making corrections. Lord, thank you for allowing me to see. What a beautiful gift that God will allow you to see where you need to correct yourself. Mm-hmm. That is so good. So anyway, God is good. He loves us. He knows the plans that he has for us and for us, and that is very important and crucial. Hallelujah. And yes, you know, say when you're kind to someone and they turn around and act, what's the word? They don't remember something happened with their memory. But you're the same person. God loves you. And you don't concern yourself with that. You concern yourself with being righteous and doing good and recognizing your faith in God, getting stronger and stronger every day. Hallelujah. That nothing in this world can touch it. Oh, my God, your faith in your Father. Ooh, glory, your love for your Father, your confidence in your Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Knowing that you're home. And you remember the story that I shared with you about the missionary who was out on the missionary field for a long time. I'll just want to pause here. There are some people who won't accept women as pastors or preachers, and they call them missionaries. And they're not doing the work of a missionary. What I mean by that is they're not feeding the hungry. They're not going out on the highways and the byways and doing work as to taking care of the people of God who are in need and sharing the gospel through their life, their way of life, and sharing the gospel with the people, going out in dangerous territories. But they have the anointing to do that work, to spread the gospel and to live among the people that they are sharing the gospel with. You know what I'm talking about. But they are called people, women, missionaries who are, they won't call them pastors or preachers, but just missionaries. And I think that that's not kind and that's not nice, but that's not my denomination and that's not the place where I'll have to answer to. But the missionaries, when I think, they so often take their families and their children away from their families and their blanket of security and take them into dangerous places. I mean, very dangerous places. And the wife, and they all become missionaries in a way, that whole family. But this particular story says that the son and his aged father, who was a missionary, was coming home, and they were on the ship, and there were celebrities on the ship. Now, all of the father's life, basically his adult life, was on the missionary field. And he had lost his wife and I think some of his children while on the missionary field. So the son and the father was waiting to dock. And as the ship was coming to port, they saw the photographers and the press all out, and the celebrities was coming off of the ship, and they were filming them and flashing lights everywhere. And then when the missionary and his son, about the last ones to come off the ship, and the son looked around, and there was none to greet them, none. Nobody recognized them. Nobody recognized the sacrifices that the father made. The son was upset. He said, "Where are they, Dad? Why no one is here?" And the father very calmly said, "Hey, had reached home yet." He realized that this is, earth is not his home. But when he get home, they will greet him when he get home. So we have to stay humble and remember, this is not our home. God has sent us here as ambassadors and missionaries to fulfill a purpose for him. When we get home, our reward will be there waiting for us. This is not our home. Do the work of him who sent us. And let's conduct ourselves. Be grateful for everything that God has given us. But knowing it's just temporal. When we enter into eternity, my Father, my God, ooh, what a joy. What a joy. What a joy. So let's do the work of him who sent us. Not trying to outdo anybody. Being grateful for everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's not be so quick to judge. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And be like that eagle. Can soar. And then we soar so high. Hallelujah. The air is so thin, it can smother. It can smother. You realize the higher you go in the Lord. The problem. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's just a little added piece right there. God is good. He loves us. This season that man has ordained as the holidays and remembering the birth of our Lord and Savior. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Hallelujah. Let's just let that rain throughout the year. Hallelujah. Peace on earth. You have peace and I have peace. Peace can become contagious. How do you do that with all they're going through? Want to know about it. Ask God to allow himself to be seen in us. Hallelujah. We won't have to say a word. What a beautiful gift. Yes. Hallelujah. Then when we open our mouth, the powerful words, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, clarity, knowing what to say, when to say it, wisdom, hallelujah, wisdom for this day, hallelujah, fulfilling a purpose for our God. Yes. Glory. Somebody don't like it. It's all right. God loves you. They don't understand. They didn't understand Jesus either. Oh, well. Hallelujah. We're in good company. Excellent company. Yeah. I don't have a lot of friends. Okay. Okay. That's a lot of protection right there. Foolishness. Hallelujah. We be thankful for the friends, the families that God has given us. Yes. Yes. Be so thankful. That reminds me, I have a cousin. She's my cousin's sister. I'm older than she is. I remind her of that. She's my sister. Yes, and she's my first cousin, but we're just that close. Yes, yes. And I just love her to pieces, and she's so patient with me. She texts me, and I'll text. And she'll call. I'm going like, weeks later, I'll call. I'm so sorry. But we get along. I don't take it for granted. But I know that means that God placed me on her mind. So she's so obedient. She'll send a call through, send a text. Good, we good. You know, so no pressure there. No pressure there at all. I just love the Lord. And I thank God for you and all that he is doing for you. And I pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding and the knowledge of that God is in control of your life be a very good gift to you this coming year and the years to come. That God's love will triumph and supersede any issue that would attempt to come to diffuse and cause you to doubt God. I mean that you will grow stronger and stronger in the Lord, that your children will grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. Yes. God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in. And now it's that time. The blessing that God instructed Moses to give to Aaron to pray over his people. A prayer from the Lord for his people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of exceedingly joy, to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Rest in the Lord and allow him to be in control. Hallelujah. God loves you. God bless you. Thank you, my sister. Have a wonderful day. God bless.